We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei, and we are beginning from the last words of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah that if you carry out diyo, if you carry out ink, it's kedei lichtav. The sheer ink that's choshev enough to be chayev haitzah, it's kedei lichtav shtei oisyes. That's the Mishnah says. Diyo to carry out enough ink that could write two oisyes. Zokta Gemara, Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Shtei oisyes bedioi, shtei oisyes bekomis, shtei oisyes bekomarim. That means there's three ways to carry out this ink. Either as dry ink, it starts off as powder, you add a little water to it, you make it into ink. There's another way to carry out ink, it's in a quill, in a little piece of a feather. And the third way is bekomarim, is like the ink well. So if you bring out the ink in these three ways, either in the powder form, or you bring it out while it's in the quill, or while it's in the inkwell, all three cases have to be enough to write two oisyes, and you're chayev for that. And the chiddush is, the Rishonim speak out, that even though there's some ink left in the, even though you can't really write, if you have ink enough for two oisyes in an inkwell, it's really not enough to write two oisyes. Why? Because always a little ink left in the inkwell. The same thing in the feather. There's always a little bit of ink left there. It's not enough to write two oisyes. But since right now it's the amount that can write two oisyes, it's enough to be chayiv. That would be the chiddush of his price. But you, Rava the Shaila. What about oisachas bedioi, oisachas bekomis, oisachas bekomrin? Let's say at two out of these three, you had one ois that was in ink form, and one, that's much ink, and one in powder form, and one ice, enough for one ice that was in the feather, or in the inkwell. You know, one of each of these things, and put two together, you have two ices, is that enough for itzah? The top Taisha speaks out, even though that's poshut, that if you bring out two feathers, and each one has enough for one ice, that's poshut yichayiv. Because there, it's poshut yimitztarif. It's mitztarif this year, but here, could be it's not mitztarif. So what's the shayla? So some want to say the shayla is gufa because maybe it's a different shear. Since the inkwell maybe needs enough to write two oisyes besides what's left in the inkwell, so then it's not the same shear. It's not mitzdarif. It's gufa rava shayla. Like we said before, what the chiddush is gufa maybe rava shayla. Maybe since a different shiurim because that needs a little bit more. The inkwell needs a little more. The feather needs a little more than powder. And maybe ink well a little more than a feather, so it's not the same shear, so maybe it's not mitzdarif. That's the shayla. And the Gemara comes out teiku, that we're not sure that if there's that amount, enough amount of ink to write two oisyes, is mitzdarif, two different ways of bringing it out. Amarava, hoitzi shtei oisyes. Now, let's say, we know every time you carry something out of a shiyocha to a shirabim, you have to pick it up and make a hanacha, call akira of a hanacha. You have to put it down. If someone is walking and he doesn't stop to rest, that's not called a hanacha. So what happens? Oh, Rava, hoitzi shtei oisyes. You brought out two oisyes. V'kosvan, and you wrote it down on a paper while you were walking. Kishum halach while you were walking. Chayiv, yechayiv raitza. I wear the hanacha. Ksivason zuhi anachasam. By writing it down, that is anacha. And that means besides for the isek siva you were over haitzah. Why? Because you brought out the ink from the shiach into shirabim. Ah, you didn't put it down. I put it down on the paper. Even though I'm still walking, but it's called a hanacha when it's down on the paper. So if I carry out ink of two oisyes and I write it on a paper, then that's called a hanacha and you chayef haitzah. Vamarava, hoitzi ois achas v'kosva. Someone takes out one ois at a time, enough ink for one ois at a time, or koshav, he wrote it down, and he went out again, and went back inside again, and took out another ois, another ink enough for one letter, and wrote it down, then you potter. Even though you have a kira enough altogether, and it was one halama, but since he did it in two different times, potter. What's the reason? My timer. Zakta Gemara, be'idna da'afga lebesraisa, at the time that you brought out the second ink, the first shear was missing already. Which means what? That's only mitztarif when the second one is still around. when the first one is still around. It's only, for example, if you carry out, the halacha is to bring out gregris to make hotzah. If someone carries out one half of a gregris and it makes a hanacha, but it disappears before you bring out the second half of the gregris, then it can't be mitzdarav. So here, since you wrote it down on a paper, it's like it's missing, and it's not here anymore. Even though it's on the paper, but it's like it's not here, because once it goes into the paper, it's like ilu, it's not here. So therefore he says that it cannot be mitzdarav the two oisiyos. The one ois that you wrote down first cannot be mitzdarav for the second ois. You brought out, it's a similar case that we just spoke out, that would be the case. You took out the half, the lochas, they take out oichlim, has to be like a dried fig size. You took out one half of a fig and you put it down. You took another half of a fig and you put it down. Harishoyna nasa kemisha kolta kelev oishanisifa upater. The loch is that you are potter. So Shaila is really, so the Gemara says, Vamai, Lachari, what's the problem? It says, Rava doesn't read Pashto. It says, take a half a gregris, and you put it down, take another half a gregris, and you put it down, you're not chai, why? It's like a kelev ate it, or was burnt. Or you potter. What's the pshat on that? Take the Gemara, Vamai, what's pshat? Hamoncha, you put down, the first one's still here. It's still here. So what's the problem? We said before, only if it disappears. If you picked it up before the hanacha shnia, then it's like it was picked up or burnt upater. He says it's like, since the shasta brought the second one, you already vattled the first hanacha, so therefore it's like I brought out two different times and two different, and they're not around anymore, and you potter. That's how it sounds like from Rashi. That gufa that I picked it up before the other one, that enough makes a problem. That enough makes a problem that it can't be mitzdara for two halves. So if you look at the Rishash over here on this Gemara, the Rishash is not so happy over here. He says, Pirish, the potter mitam, the be'idna the afkal of Ashraya, so less like a mitzdara starfei. He says it has to be that it was more than you just picked it up. You must have ate it, and it's not here anymore. Like I said before, like I have a Rashi, the toile b'had the cult of kelev, the sefarik azarik tamu. The hashem of time l'nas sadochem akaychay. Rashi has a whole different pshat. Rashi sounds like the pshat is that here, it compares to a case where a dog made the hanacha, but there's no shaychus over here. Lemaisa here, you made a hanacha and it's still kayam. Therefore, the Rishash wants to learn the Gemara that the case is that the koydom legbia means it disappeared before the second one came, and therefore it's like a bitch called the kelev. Rashi has some kind of pshat that Rav is talking about where a kelev made the hanacha. It's like here, it's like a kelev made the hanacha because it's not here anymore. It's very Shver Rashi, and therefore we learn like the Rishash that the case is that it's not here anymore by the time you brought out the Chatzi Gregris. Now, halacha is, if you want to have mitzdarif, if you want to combine both hanachas, it still has to be in the world. So, the Gemara writes, Anara dim liabe haitzav. Av rava haitzi Chatzi Gregris, vehenicha, vechaz vechatzi Gregris, vehevira derech aleha. You took out one half of Gregris, put it down, and still here. You took another half of Gregris, vehevira derech aleha. And you brought it over the first one, which means we'll see in a second, you brought within three tefachim of the ground, but it was on top of the other gregers. So it was in three tefachim of the other half of gregers. The loch is a chai. V'amai holinoch. You didn't make a hanocha. So the mark on shavira toich shloisha. You brought it within three tefachim of the first half of the gregers, and the first half of gregers on the floor. So it's loved, and that's the chiddush, like Tosfos speaks out, that even though it's not loved from the ground, it's a little bit more than three tefachim off the ground, but it's three tefachim off that half a gregris, the other half a gregris, it's enough to call the hanacha, and therefore you chayiv and it's mitzdarif because you have two hanachas of a full gregris altogether. One half a gregris with a hanacha, and another half a gregris with a hanacha. Very thing, Marakasha, va'omar rava, toich shloisha l'rabbana, and tzarchan al-gamashu. I, Rav himself, says that the Chachamim don't hold of Kluta Kamisha Honcha. We had beginning of Masechet Avdal an idea of kluta k'mishalom, because something is going through the ear, it's like it's settled. But Rabbanan hold it's not. So the Rava says that even that fear Rabbanan, even by lovud, which is halacha ma'aseh mesina, that with the three tefachim on the ground, it's like on the karka, you still need to be a hanocha gai mashu. So here the ma'aseh it's still moving, so it's not hanocha. Like kasha kam bezoyrik kam b'maver by zoyrik, that's taka not called hanocha, even when it's in three tefachim on the ground. Mashaken over here, you're holding in your hand, so that's enough of hanocha. It's a little bit of hanocha. It's hanocha on your ground in your hand. Of course, it's not called a kiriv hanocha, but now that's within three tefachim, so it's like on the karka, that's called like hanocha on the karka shirab. It's not settled. In my hand is enough settled for that halacha of lovud. And that the Rava said, if you're a boy, you're hanocha, so when you're throwing something and it's not in someone's hand, therefore there's no hanocha whatsoever. Tanu Rabbanan. Someone took out, this is like we're talking about until now, the shear of Haitzah for Eichlim is a dried fig. Someone took out a half a dried fig and then another half a dried fig in one forgetting, his Chayev Echatas. Chayev, Vishdeel Amos, but if he remembers in between that's Asas Du, Potter, because this one the Yom holds is Yeshua Deal Echatzi Shear, and once you know about it, it's Mafsik, it cannot combine both half of Gregorius. Rav Yosi Omer, even more, even behelam echad, it's possible that you'll be potter. How? Behelam echad shus echad, if one forgetting enter the same exact shus rabim, then you're chayiv. Avol, stay reshuyas, but two reshuyas, two different shus rabims, then you're potter. Then, because the lacha is reshus mechalkas, the reshus be mechalkas. Now, what makes something two reshus rabims? So the Gemara have three different mechalkim to explain what's called two different shus rabims. Omer Rabba, that means it's a reshus yachid in between. Aval karmus loy, but if it's a karmus in between, that will not be enough to be considered two reshuyas. Two reshuyas. If you look at your Gemara, there's a picture in Rashi. There's one bias at one end and the other bias on the other hand. Everyone look at the Gemara, look at the Rashi. There's one bias at one hand, at one end, and another bias at the other end. So he took out one chatz gregos for one bias to reshurabim, and the other bias took out a chatz gregos for reshurabim. So in between, what was in between the two Rosh Rabbims? So according to Rabba, the only time it's called two different Rosh Rabbims if you have a Rosh Yochid in between. It's a Chiv Chaz in between. You have a Rosh Yochid in between the two Rosh Rabbims, so then it's Mafsikit. But if it's a Karmelis, which is not a Rosh Yochid, there it will not be called enough of a Hefsik. That's Rabba Shita. What's Abaya Shita? Abaya Omar. I feel, and what's example of a karmelis? So the shaila has to be that's not a reshus yachid min ha'Torah. What exactly is example of a karmelis? So it could be a place that's, let's say, it's wide for tefachim, but not high yud amis, not high yud tefachim. That would be an example. Rashi gives an example of a karfif that was more than beis hasayim, which means a big area that was more than beis hasayim. That's what Rashi gives an example. But there's a big problem with that because a lot of rishonim hold that a karfif, that's a place that wasn't hook of a deer. It's not made for living, and it's a big area, even with a wall. So Rashi says that's a karmelis. But it has to be a karmelis de araisa. We pask in pashtus that a karfif is a shushiyach de araisa. Therefore, Rashi is a little interesting. We're not getting into that now. But akaponim, Rabba does say that you have to have a chiv chatas or shushiyach in between. It's not enough to have a karmelis in between. And bayama fill a karmelis. Even a karmelis in between is enough to make it two different shuyas. Av a pislo loy, but if you have a piece of wood that's separating in two places, the piece of wood is a mokum patur, let's say. It's not a place that you chayiv, even it's mutter to carry from the shuravim. So even a pislo shtikla hefsik, he holds that's not enough, you need to have a karmelis in between. Rav Amar, I feel a pislo, even if you have a piece of log across it, the Rishus Rabbim, it's been mafzik in two places because it's called New Rishus and the Raya is from Gittin. Boz Rav Latameh, Dom Rav, Rishus Shabbos, Kishus Gittin Damya. Rishus Shabbos is like Rishus Gittin, and by Gittin, it says there, if you have a log in a chotzer and the husband lent the area and the chotzer to the Isha to make Kinyan chotzer, and if the get lands on the pislo, the Gemara says there that he only lent her one reshus, not two reshus. So you see the Gemara calls the pislo a different reshus. So Rava holds that regarding to be mafsik, make the shirabim into two different reshuyas, the pislo is enough to separate the two. So that's how Rava learns. We have three mahalchen had a mafsikit. It's all explaining the shita of Rav Yesi holds that reshuyas are mahalkas. According to other man yama, as long as one halama, I don't care if two reshuyas rabbins. And one forgetting, it's called, you can combine the two and make some achai if you bring out a whole gregus. So I think I'm about it. Said in the Mishnah, kechoil, which is like makeup for the eyes, what's the shita to be chayiv? Ke lichol ayin achas, enough to put makeup on one eye. No one brings out enough makeup for one eye. Who puts on makeup for one eye? You look a little crazy. Amrav Huna, yeah. Shekin snuyos, the minig was in those days, a certain snuyos to cover their face. It shouldn't show the face in Shravim. And you should leave one eye open, one eye, to be able to look, to be able to see where you're going. So those people, kaychles ayin achad, they put on makeup on one eye, and therefore it is enough of a shir chashuva. It's a chashuv enough shir because some ladies taka use that as makeup. What's the shear of kechoil, which is type of makeup, type of eye coloring? So, what's the shear haitzah for that? Im l'refua, if you're bringing it out for refua, so then the loch is enough to put makeup on one eye. Im l'kashet, if it's to put on makeup, b'shteinayim, so then it's the shear is two and nine. So the cash is, you know, what's going on? It's master make it two and I. Tergama Hilabraid Ravishmov Rachmani Kitanyahu be runs. That Bryce that says you have to have enough makeup for 2 hours, talking about people who live in little Darfaluk, the little cities, and there is no shash of right? Therefore, even the tsnuyas there do not go walk around with their face covered. They don't walk around with their face covered. And therefore, you need dafka for 2 eyes. Masha Inkin, our Mishnah is talking about enough for one eye. And Mishnah is talking about enough for one eye. Zokta Maravai. Now, it could have been Rav Huna, the one who learned that Pshat our Mishnah is that you're using eye makeup for one eye, and it's just talking about snuyas. The Gemara could have answered that we're talking about refuah, and that's why it's one eye. And that's part of the Kasha Rav Huna, Enchanami. That could be another Pshat our Mishnah that says that Mishnah, Kechel, Kechel, one eye in Achas means. If you're using it for a fool, like the Braisa says, that's good for the question of Huna. Huna learned that it was for eye makeup and it's cash. That's the cash. There's no such thing as eye makeup one eye. He said it's New Year's. When you have a Braisa, not like that. So you know what a Braisa is talking about for little small cities, little hamlets, where there's those Chayyuk Kalas Resh, near even the Tznuyas walk out with their face uncovered. So to Maravaita, it says the Mr. Shaiva, the shear of wax, the litan up your neck of cotton, enough to cover the hole of a wine barrel. Like that's a bright says, talking about a neck of cotton shall yayin. Rashi speaks out, Rashi's on the bottom of Ahmed, that not a barrel of shemen of oil or dvash, because that has a bigger hole, so you need a more shear, because that's thicker, it's more dense, it's a thicker liquid. But wine is not as thick liquid, and therefore you need a small hole is enough to let the wine come out, and that hole, enough to cover that hole, that's a shear choshev of shaiva. Gemara says, "Vayta devek." What's the shear of glue? Kelitim v'roish shafshof. Enough to put on top of a board. What's that for? Tana. Kelitim v'roish shafshof. Shavroish kana shal tzaydin. They used to want to capture, let's say, trap birds. They used to take a stick and put on top of it a board and put some glue on it, and the bird lands on it and it gets stuck to it. So enough glue to catch a bird. That's the shear of devek. Devek is kelitim v'roish shafshof. It says in the Mishnah, Zephes v'gofris, tar and sulfur, enough to cover a small hole. Tanok, the last says, neck of cotton, or to close a small hole of this silversmith's keli that he cooks up the silver in it. And he puts a little hole on top of it to pour out the silver, enough to cover that. That's enough tar, is chayav and Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, you take out charosis. Charosis is crushed up bricks. Gelasis pikur, to cover the bellow of the oven, of the goldsmith's oven. Lemeimram, the shear of Yehuda nafish. And it says, Vaita the Mishnah. The Yehuda says that the shear of crushed up bricks is enough. It needs enough to make like the leg of the oven. So Lemeimram, the shear of Yehuda nafish. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's shear is more. But kind of Rabbi Abanan office. We always know that Abanan shear is always more. That's not. How do we know? Because the Mishnah is the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Kadei Lita Lemeno, Midas Minel Lakotan. The beginning of the Mishnah starts off saying that there's different shiurim for a little strap, a little mitzi chevel. So the Tanakam says he lasses oizen lekupa to make a little handle, and gemig the lasses toilet up of a kabra to make a handle for a sifter. Who they make little menu midas middle of cotton, a little piece just to measure a kid's foot. And what Yehuda means is, Yehuda holds that even less is enough chashav. Because Yehuda holds, you don't need mamish the most matzui. As long as it's a normal thing, you can use that. So the kasha is that here, Rabbi Yehuda sounds like he's saying you need a bigger shear, which is, we see Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a less shear always. So the kasha is, how can you say here, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need to make a leg? A leg, for sure, is more than covering a hole of a bellow, of the hole where you put the fan in. The Tanan Rehuda Ema Kilit Menom Yis Mila Katan. After the Gemara, Ema Kedei Losud Bepitbud Kirktana. Rehuda doesn't say you need enough to make a leg. It needs enough to just fix up the cracks in a leg, which is much less crushed bricks. Ventaka Rehuda Shear is less.